Hey to our listeners, this is Cotton Balls and listen to our radio. Well, today on TWOT, we're going to be learning about footprinting. What footprinting is when you have a computer system and you're going to be using tactics to gather as much useful information you can about that computer system in order to pull off a successful hack or successful anything. You're going to need to start with footprinting the computer system. There are going to be about three or four main techniques I'm going to be talking about when it comes to footprinting. There's a technique called open source footprinting. There's a tool called Whois, which uses the ARIN database, which, in case you don't know, ARIN stands for American Registry Internet Numbers. There's also going to be scanning and exploiting vulnerabilities that you find when you are footprinting the computer system. Open source footprinting is probably the easiest, safest way to footprint and gather any information you possibly can about the server. What open source footprinting is when you're using publicly available information that anyone can look at, access, touch on the computer system to gather your information, such as just looking at the sitemap. You can find out what kind of websites they have and if there's a secret webpage, or I don't know. You can even look at the URL to, if the URL has vulnerabilities, like all you gotta do is change a couple characters and you can be at this other part of the whole server that no one knows about. That's just site mapping and URL changing and stuff like that. Go to the contact page. You can easily get in any information you want about the people in the company or on the server by going to the contact page, and you can get numbers, you can get addresses, you can get names, email addresses, a couple of things, you know. You can also do HTML source hunting, where you go to the HTML source of the website and you look at the source, and you're looking for email addresses, comments, JavaScript vulnerabilities. You're looking just for anything that you can, any useful information at all. Another open source footprinting, which isn't technically publicly available, which is social engineering. What social engineering is when you basically you're using the power of the mind to get information you want, such as you call the tech that you found while on the contact page, and you social engineer your way into getting more information. Like, you know, could I get the email address of so and so, or give me a list of so and so people, or stuff like that. You can do a couple of things with social engineering that is very useful. Now, another technique that you can use is using the ARIN databases to gather information. Now, with the ARIN databases, you can basically gather any information on domains that are registered with them. Now, I'm just gonna call it RN. The RN databases contains IP addresses, AS numbers, organizations, and customers that are associated with these domains. They also contain points of contact, which is a POC, points of contact. So, just as an example, I went ahead and did a quick Whois on Yahoo.com. What they told me, what they returned, that was in the RN database, was the organization name, the organization ID, the address, the city, the state, the zip code, country. That's just at the very top. They also include the block range, the net name, the net handle, a couple other servers that they own. What else do they give me? They give me email addresses that I can report abuse to. They give me the tech email address. They even give me a domain that I did not know about. And gives me a couple of numbers that I can use to my advantage, probably. Now, like I said, the Whois just basically uses the RN database to gather information such as location, other servers associated with that domain, and email addresses, numbers, contacts, anything like that. It is quite useful in many, many things. Now we're going to move on to scanning. Now when I say scanning, I mean that we're going to be looking for open ports, other IPs on the network, we're going to be vulnerability checking, we're going to be service scanning with Nmap, we're going to be share scanning, just about any scanning thing you can possibly think of. The tools that I like to use for doing this is probably everybody knows about this, which is Nmap. Nmap is a great tool to use when you are, say, looking for any IPs in a certain net range, or you're looking for service names of a certain port on a certain system. Whether you're looking for, Nmap is just an all-around great tool. Another good tool is called Nesis, where it has a nice big list of vulnerabilities, and it checks a certain, a range of IPs or a certain IP for those vulnerabilities. Another just tool that I like to use is called Network Scanner. Now, Iron Geek did a quick tutorial on how to use Network Scanner to many things, such as finding printers on the network, to getting shares, to ping requests. In footprinting, exploiting the vulnerabilities is not necessarily the point. In footprinting, exploiting the vulnerabilities is something you do after you footprint the system. Footprinting is when you gather information about the computer system and you do open source footprinting, you do RN database querying, you do scanning, you do many things that to get as much information as you possibly can about the computer system. Well, that about wraps it up for my edition for Twat Radio, and this was my first Twat Radio, so hope it went well. If you have any questions about what we talked about today on Twat Radio, you can just contact me at cottonballs@freaker.net. But you can always reference back to the show notes that will be available on twattech.org, and I will try to help you the best I can if you email me. And that wraps it up.